This is Capital Insider, your weekly look inside Oklahoma politics and policy. I'm Dick Pryor with eCapital News Director Sean Ashley. Governor Stitt and House and Senate leaders announced an agreement on the state budget last week, and Speaker Charles McCall spoke for each of them when he called it a good plan, now and for the future.
This budget also, I believe, is very forward-looking. I said a few days ago, I felt like it was on balance, comprehensive, and considerate. But it also looks beyond this session. It puts us in a good spot, not only to achieve some great goals and objectives this session, but to return next year and have the opportunity to do that again.
Sean, where does the budget bill stand now?
The budget bill was taken up by the House of Representatives on Friday, where it passed largely along party lines. It now heads to the Senate, where it's expected to be taken up on Tuesday. Its passage in the House followed more than an hour of questions and then another hour of debate. And it's also expected to be fairly hotly contested in the Senate as well.
The bill will put about $200 million into a savings account. Now, Republicans praise the idea of holding money in reserve. Democrats objected to setting money aside while not funding other needs. It got contentious at times over that point, and it has been that way for much of the session.
This has been one of the key differences between Republicans and Democrats on this budget proposal, really going all the way back to the start of the legislative session. Governor Kevin Stitt, when he was elected, indicated that he would like to significantly increase Oklahoma's savings in order to deal with situations where the economy takes a downturn and then state revenues fall. Often that has led to cuts in core services. Governor Stitt would like to have the cash on hand so that those services could be augmented and not have to be reduced. Democrats, however, look at the revenue growth the state has for the current fiscal year and see it as an opportunity to fill some of the holes that developed over the last several years when state revenues were down and almost every agency across the state had to take from small to significant budget cuts. They say more money is needed in education, at the Department of Corrections, the Department of Health, and the Oklahoma Healthcare Authority, and almost every other agency in order to help overcome those cuts from previous years. But because Republicans have the majority, there will be approximately $200 million that will go into the Revenue Stabilization Fund for savings for that possible rainy day.
As an illustration of the disagreement, Representative Emily Virgin questioned why higher education will receive $28 million extra dollars plus $7.5 million for concurrent enrollment programs when it has been cut, higher ed has, more than $200 million in the last several years.
In fact, the state regents for higher education had requested $105 million for the upcoming fiscal year in order to overcome some of those cuts which they and other agencies have suffered over the previous years. The funding for the concurrent enrollment program is a rather interesting piece. Higher ed officials have sought money for that program, which has a lot of popularity among high school students, for several years now. This is the first time they have received such a large appropriation for it. And perhaps it's as a result of situations like occurred on the Senate floor on Thursday, where one of the pages introduced himself and indicated that when he graduated high school, he also would be graduating from one of the state's community colleges with an associate's degree, with 2 years of his college completed as a result of the concurrent enrollment program.
Sean, what's on the schedule this week other than the Senate taking up the budget on Tuesday?
There are a number of other bills tied to the budget, bills that limit how agencies can spend their money and also put in place some of the policies and procedures that were part of the agreement. Lawmakers hope to complete their work by May 24th.
All right, Sean, thanks.
You're very welcome.
That's Capital Insider. If you have questions, email us at news@kgou.org or contact us on Twitter at KGOU News. You can also find us online at kgou.org and ecapital.net. Until next time, with Sean Ashley, I'm Dick Pryor.